Free, free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
These are the chants that were heard outside the library this Monday afternoon on April 15th as the UCSB chapters of Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP, and Jewish Voice for Peace, JVP, held a demonstration in solidarity with the global economic blackout in protest of the war in Gaza, calling for a permanent ceasefire. According to the Palestine Action U.S. Instagram account, blockades were supposed to focus on disrupting different points of production and circulation to cause the most economic impact as a way to, quote, shift from symbolic actions to those that can cause pain to the economy, end quote. The instructions for the demonstrations were specific on a non-confrontational approach, as they asked to refrain from talking to reporters and law enforcement for their own safety. As a result, SJP and JVP organized their, quote, Art for Palestine on Monday. They explain in their caption how, quote, throughout history, art has been a vital element for Palestinian resistance and an instrument to affirm political existence to ensure their culture and identity are not erased, end quote. Their demonstration was a setup of large boards with painted banners with the words liberation and divest written on them, along with the, quote, Gaza will bloom again. Along the side of the boards, there was a table set up with a multitude of different coloring pages for students who walked by to color in and then tape along the side of the larger paintings. By the end of the 3 hours, the boards were almost completely filled with different coloring pages by students, all in solidarity with those in Gaza. Although their presentation was focused on the liberation associated with art, students took the time to speak on UCSB's funding for military contracting companies, explaining their call for UCSB's divestment from these companies as a source of funding and internship opportunities. One of the speeches given by the demonstration directly explained UCSB's funding for military contracting companies. It reads as, quote, out of all the UCs, UCSB receives the most funding for military contracting companies. UCSB says that their community inspires collaboration response to the, quote, needs of our multicultural and global society, so why do they remain incomplicit in funding the genocide of Palestinians, end quote. They continue to urge students to be vocal about the campus climate, urging to, quote, be part of the global society, but one that calls for divestment, end quote. They continue to talk about the different military manufacturing companies that are directly associated with UCSB, including Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Bay Systems, and Toyon. They note Raytheon is only 7 minutes away from campus and is the world's largest military company that creates technologies used by Israeli occupation forces in Gaza, including Sidewinder missiles, Paveway laser-guided bombs, joint direct-attack munitions, and components for fighter jets. But UCSB was not their only focus. Students advocated for the end of financing Israeli war crimes. On one of the divestment handouts, the paper explains how companies such as HP, Coca-Cola, and McDonald's have allegedly contributed to the war in Gaza. It states at the bottom of the page, quote, these companies have a close relation with Israel and contribute to the occupation and genocide in Palestine, which has caused thousands of deaths among children and adults in 2023, end quote. According to Freedom, Justice, and Equality, HP has provided computer hardwares to Israeli Defense Forces, otherwise known as IDF, and maintains data centers for the Israeli police. Additionally, they have provided Itanium servers in order for the IDF to operate their AVIF system. This system is a computerized database of Israel's population and immigration authority. Critics argue this system, quote, forms the backbone of Israel's racial segregation and apartheid. HP has not made a public announcement since 2021, when they stated that the information being passed around was untrue and their company adhered to, quote, in strict accordance with all applicable laws and regulations, end quote. Additionally, the organization Peace in Palestine states that Coca-Cola violated the international law as part of their company operates on what the organization says is stolen Palestinian land, continuing to claim Coca-Cola, quote, directly profits from Israel's illegal occupation and apartheid in Palestine, end quote. Coca-Cola denied funding military operations in any country, maintaining a stance of neutrality. Lastly, McDonald's faced criticism for having provided over 100,000 free meals to IDF soldiers, especially during the beginning of the year, according to CNN. However, some of the franchises in the Middle East have sided with Palestinians, reflecting a divided stance from the company. If you want to see the artwork for Monday's demonstration, check out our KCSB News on Instagram. Thank you for listening. This is Ashley Sagat with KCSB News.